So Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Yud Zayin of Masech Tzvachim. Some of the topics we learned about include the source for Tful Yoyim Pasel. A tummy person who immersed himself in a mikveh does not become tar until Harav Shemesh after sundown, and if he performs the avoid it is pasel. The discussion on why Torah sources are needed for all three tummy, Tful Yoyim, and Mechusik Kippurim. Mechusik Kippurim for the tummies that require karbanas, the tummy does not become completely tar to eat kachim until after his karbanas are sacrificed. Mechusik Kippurim dezav kezav dami. Since a Mechusik Kippurim requires a carbon, even though he had tvila beharav shemesh, his tumah still retains its original strength as it did before tvila, as we see that a Mechusik Kippurim receives karas for eating kachim, and his contact with karbanis caused them to become rishon v'sheni, first and second level of tumah. The two approaches in the machlekes regarding strafis para aduma, whether a Mechusik Kippurim can perform the avoida of the para aduma. They disagree on whether Mechusik Kippurim dezav kezav dami, or they disagree on whether the heter of Tful Yoyim Kasher Bepara applies to all Tful Yoyim, even of Tumas Zav, or only to a Tful Yoyim of Tumas Mes and other lenient Tumas.